following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zareska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, my co-host for the day, UNK baseball coach Damon Day. Welcome back to school, everybody. We are back from Lincoln, where not only was it football press conference of Monday, but, of course, John Cook, the head volleyball coach, and his squad also getting ready to get their season underway. And Coach Cook is scheduled to join us here momentarily live on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got a Nebraska volleyball question or a question for any of our guests, feel free to drop us an email or a tweet. Twitter address is at ESPN 1460. 1550 at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can email the NetPopper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, Husker football defensive end Jack Gangwish, the junior out of Wood River. He will chat with us. And our high school football preview, Scott Porter out of Blue Hill, one of the top five teams in D1, dropping from 11 to 8 man. We've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia and a whole lot more. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's up?
Crazy.
How's school?
First class taught in the books. And then one of our computers at the office has a virus.
Ooh.
Someone hacked it and gave us a virus, which...
That's what these kids have to do these days? And hack right away?
I don't get the whole thing. I guess I just... I don't know. I'm not astute enough to know. But it's crazy, crazy Tuesday, so... good to bring some sense of calm to it right now.
It's always great when everything is working.
Yes.
And then when something like that happens, it's amazing what happens in this day and age when there is a computer problem, which we have come across here the last few days as well at the studio. Computer problems, not good.
No. It's amazing how much we rely on computers and the internet now and everything else. So very, very interesting morning to start a Tuesday.
As the baseball coach, every year you're going to have sometimes you're going to be heavy on upperclassmen, or else that class moves on. You got a lot of young kids. What's the biggest discrepancy you've probably had here as far as having a ton of one or the other, or maybe the youngest team you've
ever
had?
After our great run in 2011, we graduated 16 seniors. So 2012 was an interesting dynamic, and this year's an interesting dynamic. We have a great group of guys coming back, but there are also a lot of new guys to kind of fill in, to kind of recoup the ranks, as we like to say, and refill the cupboard. So trying to get everybody on the same page where they need to be, NCAA compliance meetings, you know, all these different student things that they have to do, it is very difficult to get everybody on the same page, and that's kind of the like it is for everybody when you start a season.
You ever coach with just one senior on your team?
No.
Your roster's a little bit bigger, though, and we get a chance a couple of times a year to catch up with the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, John Cook, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day, welcome in, the head coach of the 7th-ranked Huskers. And, Coach, good morning. Boy, you seem chipper for only having one senior on this team. Are you a duck? Is it a little calm up top and crazy underneath, or is that exactly the way you feel?
No, I really like this team. You know, I took them to Asia for 19 days, and so either by the end of that, you either love them or hate them. And but it's a really cool group. They work really hard. We played a lot of young players, a lot of freshmen last year. So, but we are still really young with only one senior, and I think Mary, the one senior, puts a lot on her shoulders trying to manage all this group, and we're trying to get some of those younger players to help her out, which is Justine Wong is one of them that's starting to emerge as a, and certainly had a great night Saturday night in the red-white.
Coach, usually a team, no matter what the team is, has multiple captains. It may be two, it may be four or five, like the football team announced yesterday. Do you have to be careful not to force somebody into a leadership role when you only have one senior?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about leadership. You know, I think if you talk to all the coaches, there aren't really a lot of great leaders in this generation. They're just not natural leaders. And so we have to work hard on those leadership skills and building leaders. And so, you know, I look at the Navy SEALs. They take guys that, you know, don't go to college and, you know, just from every walk of life and make these guys leaders. And so we took a Navy SEAL guy with us on our Asia trip to work on that leadership part. And then we let the team, while we were over there, decide who they wanted as captain. So Alicia Ostrander, who didn't say a word her first year from Gordon, Nebraska, is now into her junior year, was elected captain by her team, and Justine, and then also Mary, who was the logical one. But we are spending a lot of time on developing that leadership and what it looks like, how it feels, and so I'm hoping all that time pays off for us. But right now we have three captains, and they all kind of lead in different ways, and it'll be a work in progress.
Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, at your opening press conference, you kind of talked about the ceremony or the last day that you guys were overseas and the five-hour bathroom or bathrobe type of deal. I thought it was an interesting story, and I don't think a lot of folks outside of that press conference have probably heard it. Could you kind of repeat or tell our listeners the story a little bit about what that's like every time you kind of wrap up the trip when you go overseas?
Yeah, well, let's make sure it's not 5 hours in a Chinese bathroom. That would be a little different there than here. You'd have to squat for 5 hours. But anyway,
cramp up.
What we do at the end of that trip is we try to have a meeting where everybody's really comfortable and relaxed, and the bathrobe has just kind of been the symbol. So we go the last night, we go to a really nice hotel that we stayed in, and we stayed in this hotel called the Kerry Hotel in Beijing, and it's where diplomats stay. And I mean, it's a 5-star hotel, and so they have really nice bathrobes. And so they have a big workout spa thing, so we worked out, went to the jacuzzis and all that, and then had a meeting, and we just kind of lay it out. You know, here's what has to happen, and what can we count on you for, and talk through things. And this year it went 5 hours, and it flew by. I mean, it was like I couldn't believe, you know, we were there for 5 hours. But it's just a really an opportunity, and for everybody to talk heart to heart and get to know more personal sides of each player, and they get to know each other, you know, because it's pretty intimate. And we have food brought in, and it's just a very powerful way to end a 19-day trip.
We're talking with John Cook, the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska. You already brought up Justine, and as you stated after the red-white game, a lot of people don't pay attention to the libero position. Talk about how that's developed and why she emerged at just a sophomore in age here for you, and what she's doing to make her so good and important to your team.
You know, the biggest thing is she makes people around her better, and that's, you know, there's two players that can't have bad days, the libero and the setter, because if they have bad days, everybody's going to have a bad day. And that's been an adjustment for Justine, because she was new to the position. You know, she was a setter when we recruited her here, and we moved her to libero, and she started for us last year, but it was a learning process for her, and now she has a lot more confidence. So she's going to touch the ball the most. The setter's going to touch the ball even more. So those guys have to be, they have to be vocal, they have to be confident, they have to make people around them better, and that's really what we're trying to instill in her, is to have the confidence to do that.
Everybody wants to know the starting lineup for this weekend, and you've been very adamant about how much talent is on this team, and you touched on it a little bit in the press conference yesterday. It is very hard to play a lot of kids in the sport of volleyball. How are you going to juggle that?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think what we're doing is we may have a couple lineups that we play over the next 4 weeks in preparation of the Big Ten, and that way we develop some people that can play. We can have depth through the Big Ten, and maybe it costs us a match here and there, as opposed to just trying to, you know, sell out and win every match. But so I'm kind of looking at it as that work in progress, and let's let them develop a little bit. That's my plan. We'll see if I can stick with it. But we've got some young players that Alicia being one of them, Akira Larson being another one. Melanie Kyle has had a really good summer. So I've got to see what these guys can do in the big matches. And we've got a lot of big matches in our non-conference. And so that's kind of, I think, how we're going to approach it.
Coach, can you shed any more light on what you're going to do with Olivia Boonder with her injury and whether she will play this year?
Yeah, she's actually going to start running today. So that means we're probably about a week and a half from getting her back in the gym. And it's just really going to depend on how fast she can come back. Does she get sore? Does she start, you know, get swelling up? And so she's going to really determine that. So we just kind of have to wait and see. But we'll get to a point at some point where, you know, if we're halfway through the season and she's not back where she was when we started, that, you know, then we'll look at redshirting her. But she was certainly in the mix and having a great preseason until she got out of a chair in class and tore a meniscus. So she heard it in class. So, you know, maybe we shouldn't have those guys go to class so much.
Yeah, I'm sure they would appreciate that a little bit as well. We've got just a couple minutes left with Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook. I thought it was a really good article that Brent Wagner had in the Journal Star chatting with you here the last couple of days, and the improvements, and now that you've settled into the Devaney, how important is the sellout streak?
Well, it's really important, and as long as football has one, we want to continue this one. And that was one of my biggest worries, was coming to the Devaney, moving here, that we would, you know, lose that sellout streak. But it's going strong. We did it last year. We're sold out this year. And so it's just pride in Nebraska. You know, it separates us from any other volleyball program. You know, I think we get viewed similar to football with a sellout streak, and it puts our fans, you know, nationwide. It gives our fans a reputation that they really support Nebraska. And, you know, we only have 1.8 million people, but they love the Huskers, they support the Huskers, and, you know, basketball is now drawing huge numbers, and so it's just, it's really great for our student-athletes. It helps our recruiting, and it's something that we have a lot of pride in, that we can sell out volleyball matches here, even though we've moved to an 8,000-seat arena.
And, Coach, it was announced yesterday that almost every one of your regular season matches, fans can either watch on television or online. How does that change recruiting and maybe even other schools trying to catch up to programs like yours?
Well, it's huge, and this is one of the reasons, you know, the Big Ten Network has opened a lot of doors into TVs, and I, you know, I think they like televising us, especially when we're playing Devaney. I mean, what a great presentation for the sport of volleyball to see the Devaney, and that's this weekend. The Showcase wants to come here with bringing in Florida State and Stanford with the ABCA, which is American Volleyball Coaches Association. Like, you know, it's kind of the kickoff tournament of the year. But what a great showcase for these athletes to be in Devaney, be on national TV, and you know, it's just a great reflection on the sport in Nebraska. And so, and I think the people here that televise it, which is the NET crew, whether it's NET's broadcast or they're doing it for the Big Ten, does it better than anybody else, and I think blows away ESPN when they try to, you know, to do it in the NCAA tournament time. So the quality is exceptional, and I think that's why we're on.
Most we hear so much about recruiting kids to develop them to make to the next level and the pros, and for, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, that wasn't a whole lot of availability or opportunity for volleyball players to do that. And I take that from the story in the Journal Star as well. Your daughter and a lot of recent graduates from Nebraska playing pro volleyball. Do you have to sell that to kids? Hey, we can get you to the next level?
Absolutely, and it's becoming more and more of a recruiting priority for players. You know, they look at that. We have a display now in the Devaney of pro jerseys of players on our, you know, that are playing overseas. So, you know, right now Lauren leaves Thursday for Switzerland. Gina Mancuso's in Poland right now. Kayla Banworth's going to Azerbaijan. Morgan Brokhaus is in Azerbaijan. Kelsey Robinson will go to China. Jordan Larson's going to play in Istanbul, Turkey. Sarah Pavin was played in Brazil, but now she's going to focus on trying to qualify for the Olympics in Beach for Canada. So that's going to be her focus. So these guys have a great opportunity to play, and some of them can make a lot of money.
Coach Cook, you won't have to have a lot of kids in the next recruiting class. Are we allowed to talk about any recruits from Gothenburg, or is that official yet?
Well, it's you guys can talk about all you want. I can't talk about
okay.
it until our letter, you know, our signing day. And so, but you guys can talk about whatever you want.
Well, we have, and we will continue to do so when we let you go. Finally, Big Ten. I mean, you guys, as you said, the SEC is football, and the Big Ten is volleyball. It just looks like a gauntlet. You've got Stanford, you've got Florida State, you got Texas on your schedule. A fairly young team, but that doesn't mean inexperienced. Positives, negatives to have so many great teams in the Big Ten?
Well, you know, we schedule a few years out, and I didn't realize the Big Ten was going to be as tough as it is. So the scheduling part, you can look at it two ways. You can play these non-conference teams and prepare you for those matches in the Big Ten, or you can have an easier schedule and then go into the Big Ten. And but you know the bottom line is, our fans want to see great teams here in Devaney, and so that's they love it. They love the high competition level. I think we got a team that can handle it, and so we'll go at it. But you know that's what it's about. Think about if this was an equivalent, you know, football was doing this, where, you know, seven of our teams are ranked in the top 16 in the country out of the Big Ten Conference. Stanford's picked to win the Pac-12. Texas is picked to win the Big 12. And Florida State, I think, is picked to win the ACC or second in the ACC. So we are going to be hitting all the Big Five conferences pretty much, except the SEC, and then we go into the Big Ten. And you're right, it's very, very challenging. And so our kids are going to need to, you know, stay focused and work hard and got to believe.
And, Coach, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, how much more parity do we have? How much tougher is it to make the Final Four?
There's so many teams now that can go. And if you look at just the last 2 years, Wisconsin finished fourth in the conference, goes to the national championship match. 2 years ago, Michigan finishes sixth in our conference and goes to the Final Four. That just shows you the parity. And there's been some other teams in the Big Ten who have been very close, you know, in the regional finals. You know, we've been close playing in regional finals. And so there's a lot of teams now across the country because volleyball has just grown and expanded so much through the club programs and so many kids are playing. There's just a lot of good players around now. I mean, there used to be, you know, about 10 good players and everybody was on them. Now there's just, you know, 50 to 60 players that can play in the top programs. And so the parity is really good. And that's why you're seeing, you know, all these different teams emerge and teams ranked in the top 10 that have never been up there and teams that have never been in the Final Four going. And so it's pretty cool. It's not good for our stress level, but the fans love it and TV loves it and it's exciting for the sport.
Well, it's definitely fun to watch. Last question for John Cook, Nebraska volleyball coach, because, Coach, I think you've touched on all the Nebraska kids, but the Rolfson girls, who everybody has seen for a decade now, but they'll only be sophomores for you. How about their improvement and where their ceiling is at?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they develop, you know, because now they're not freshmen anymore, so there's a lot of expectations on them, and we're going to have to see how they handle that. Obviously, they've done a good job and through high school, but the stage is bigger now, but those two need to be big players for us, and they're probably going to determine a lot of the level that we play at, and they're going to have to learn to handle those expectations and embrace it, and use it to their advantage. So it'll be fun. They're great kids. They're great athletes. They work really hard, and so it'll be fun to watch them. But you know, volleyball is such a team game that we you know, we've got to become a great team and then have those great players in that team that can step up in the big moments.
Well, Coach, always a pleasure to chat with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to another great season, and keep up the great work. Thanks so much for the time.
Okay, guys, thanks. Good talking with you.
You bet. John Cook, he is the head coach of your outstanding Nebraska volleyball team. So, I mean, it's just weird. One senior, and we're, by the way, Gothenburg, Tiana Reeves, of course, gave her oral commitment here this summer to go play for the Huskers, and that'll be another awesome addition. But to have, you just pull up their roster and you start from numerical, sophomore, 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 freshman, junior, 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 redshirt, freshman, and then you get to Pohlmiller, the only senior. Wouldn't that scare the bejesus out of you? Even if you had a bunch of talented freshmen and sophomores?
I mean, that's whenever you have a young team, they have the physical ability or they wouldn't be there, but that's what you worry about as a coach. And he kind of mentioned how he was going to, you know, do some different rotations and maybe sacrifice a little success at the beginning of the season to gain as much experience for all those players. And when you're dealing with young players, nothing cures youth more than experience. And that's what he said his goal is. And I think that's good for him to come out and say that now. That way you kind of let everybody know that this is the direction I'm taking the program. This is where we're going to be. We might suffer a match loss here or you know, not be as good or as we probably could be because we are developing those young players, and that's what it's all about. They're going to get to the Final Four. They're going to need those sophomores to be playing like juniors and, frankly, seniors by the end of the season, and it sounds like he has a good game plan in place to gather and gain as much experience. Obviously, being able to go to overseas for 19 days and take along your own motivational leadership coach and stay at a 5-star hotel. Those are all things that will be beneficial to that process.
Paul Plinsky on the show tomorrow. You want me to ask him about a potential trip?
We would just like to move up from maybe the no-tell motel to like maybe a Motel 6 or something, you know,
and
Super 8, you know. You know, that's what we stay at some of the more. We like to give our guys culture as well.
Yes, there you go. Well, for the record, I think that was the only day they were in any kind of a ritzy deal because he talked about day-to-day regular conditions. He goes, they're treated nice, but he goes, they're not treated any better than the teams over there, and you're eating out of a steel bowl, and you're living like they do in China and Japan.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It's got to be a great experience to do something like that. I know, for example, my niece who plays basketball at Troy State, they just got back from Italy for 13 days and, you know, got to go to Mass at the Vatican. And so those experiences that you get from those overseas trips with teams is something that those individuals will take for the rest of their life. And they do help build teams. They do bond teams together because, like you said, it is different than our way of life here, and that's good. It's not saying who's right or wrong, but you kind of have to rely on each other because you're kind of going through the same things. And so, you know, I think it'll be very, very interesting to see now with this young team how fast he can get them back to a Final Four national championship. And I know he said that, you know, it's tough to get there or whatnot, but at the end of the day, that's what people measure in the state of Nebraska, his success based upon how those benchmarks. They may be generic benchmarks to the average fan, but let's face it, that's what the average fan is kind of looking at.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. It shouldn't be tough for you to get anywhere with Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. The Midway Auto Dealerships are there for you to make sure you get where you're going, whether it's to all the high school and college sporting events, whether it's to work, whether it's a winter job for you or whether it's just getting back and forth to your daily routine. Midway has the Labor Day sales event going on now. Up to $4,000 bonus cash from Dodge, a celebration of the American worker. And this year, Dodge going big. $4,000 bonus cash on the Dodge Charger, $3,000 bonus cash on the Grand Caravan, and special end-of-summer savings on all Dodge models. How about the Jeep? Get $1,000 Labor Day cash from the manufacturer. That's a cash allowance on the 2014 Cherokee Sport and Latitude. And don't forget to check out their specials every single day online at thinkmidway.com. You can see something if you're bringing it in for some work on your current vehicle. You're not maybe buying a new vehicle every other month from the Midway Auto Dealerships. They would love that, but there's no need to because of the quality work that they do on your vehicles. So you can see the entire inventory, find out some specials as well at thinkmidway.com. And don't forget the Labor Day sales event going on through the 2nd of September. Think Midway. It's a better way. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Husker Jack Gangwish, and Blue Hill football coach Scott Porter still to come.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordmans off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
The high school football season kicks off Friday, August 29th on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host Ord, and on 1550, Northwest is at Adams Central. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High will host Gehring. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Ravenna's at Hastings St. Cecilia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, defending state champion Donovan Trumbull will host North Platte St. Pat's. All games kick off at 7 o'clock as we get the season underway August 29th.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies today with scattered showers and storms, east winds, and our highs will be in the mid-70s. And then tonight, cloudy skies with showers and storms, east winds, lows will fall into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 64 degrees.
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're getting ready for lunch, don't forget the Chicken Coop in Kearney. A lot of places say they're sports bar and grills, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop, and they want to save you a little money. So today, the special from 11 to 4 is any of their salads and a soda for just $7. You can get a taco salad, chicken salad, get the sauce on the chicken. It's very, very, very good. I'm not an over-the-top salad guy, but apparently, Damon, the older you get, the more salad you eat. Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, I think you go through stages, you know. Early life, pizza, hot dogs, French fries, and then you go through the stage where you'll just eat anything, and then you hit the stage where everything has to be tempered, portions and whatnot, but salads do come up more now than ever before.
And it's good that they're tasty, and from 11 to 4, that's your lunch special on Tuesday at the Kearney Chicken Coop, and don't forget from 2 to 5:30, appetizer specials for $2.25, and long necks and draws for 2.25 as well. And with the NFL and college football starting, they are your hot spot to watch all the games, and maybe even get your fantasy draft done there as well. It's only at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, best of both worlds, downtown Kearney. The Denver Broncos going to have to get another kicker for a few days, and you have questions about the 4-game suspension to Matt Prater.
Well, no, I had just brought up the you know, the NFL is on a slippery slope with this whole Roger Goodell trying to clean things up, and at some point you would have thought someone would have been smart enough to say, hey, you know, we're suspending these guys for, you know, I think, what is it, Prater had a few beers on vacation But because he's in the NFL substance abuse program for a 2011 DUI, he gets suspended for these four games. And, I mean, that's just the message that they're sending. You can beat your fiancé unconscious, and we'll give you two, but have a few beers after you've had a DUI and you've paid.
On vacation.
On vacation. Where you didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
You didn't get another violation. You just kind of happen to have some beers where you've already probably served your time and paid your fine. And I'm not condoning drinking and driving by any means, but that's the slippery slope with the NFL. And that's the things that, you know, the NFL is the king right now. They are in a position right now where everything they touch is going to turn to gold. But this is the type of stuff, in my opinion, that ends up knocking it down a little bit. You're going to get more people to kind of turn away. You know, they're showing that, yeah, it's a great league because of fantasy football, but is it a successful league because of attendance where the owners make the money? And so I just found it to be very, very interesting from a league standpoint that you're going to suspend a guy for having some beers on vacation because of something else that happened, but you can have video of a player knocking his fiance unconscious and he's only going to get two games. It's what makes people question the NFL.
And for Prater, he said the suspension, he talked to his teammates, apologized yesterday, said the suspension was a result of a test taken right after the season. After that Super Bowl, I'd have drank too. And he says, I was hoping to just get a fine. Prater's suspension, you know how much this is going to cost him? And I don't just money, I'm just talking monetarily out of his salary. $705,882.
I mean, obviously, wow. he knew the rules and he broke them. But yeah. At the end of the day, it's such a double edged sword. I mean, really, two games for, and I mean, it's not like it, with Ray Rice, it's not like he was speculated to do it. There's video evidence of him doing it, and you know. At the end of the day, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and Goodell doesn't have to answer to anybody. But in the court of public opinion, it cannot help your league to be dealing with these types of issues on a consistent basis. But, you know, and then you got Richie Incognito, who got suspended, and all he said for what? He was just picking on somebody. It's bullying, and bullying is completely unacceptable. But he lost a whole bunch, and he didn't even physically touch anybody.
And it sounds like he's coming back.
Yeah, so it's just an interesting dynamic that I think takes the average fan away from being an NFL fan.
Reports say that he's been cleared. At least five teams are interested. He visited Tampa Bay yesterday. I don't know, people. I don't know. Let's take a look at our... I've got a couple things, and Scott Porter's going to join us from Blue Hill. And then at the end of the show, I got a chance to catch up with Jack Gangwish yesterday at the press conference. And we'll also hear from Sam Foltz on Thursday's Doug and Daddy show. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be at the Plottage in Grand Island for the Sean Callahan kickoff luncheon. You can still make your reservations. 11:30, the doors open, and they start to serve lunch at that time. It's only $5 for the lunch. Make your reservations calling Vanessa Green at Grand Island Home Federal, 308-398-4941. 398-4941 at the Plottage in Grand Island. Sean Callahan, our initial Husker lunch of the season. He'll give you the preview of the Huskers, answer all your questions. You can enjoy lunch, and we'll have you out of there by 1 o'clock to get back to work. So call Vanessa at Home Federal, 398-4941. The Doug and Daddy Show will be on hand tomorrow. We'll have Sean Callahan on. We'll talk to Bob Jensen to get the high school football season going. We'll talk to UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky as well. So get that baby done. Also, we will be giving away tickets tomorrow at the luncheon. We've got Husker football tickets coming up. So there you go. We got Husker football tickets, giving them away for a couple pair, it looks like, for the Husker lunch tomorrow. So someone's going to get some free Husker tickets as well. And speaking of free, let's give some more free stuff away. ESPN has given the Doug and Daddy Show some of their fantasy football draft kits. Now, I don't want to oversell this, but it's the big poster. It's got all the names of all the players of any significance. They're color-coded. You can put those up. You don't have to have 12 guys writing down everything and doing what you need to do. Those are fun. Somebody gets to take care of that. Peyton Manning, there he is, red. Matt Forte.
Who are you going with? Do you get the first pick? Who's it going to be?
I can't.
Do you snake your league?
I have a horrible.
So do you get one?
The worst fantasy football story, draft story, and I just don't want to get into it because it upsets me. But and then I can't also divulge that because I still have a couple of drafts coming up.
So do you, in your draft, do you go your first pick in, like, say, the 26th pick?
We do the serpentine. Okay. Yeah, snake, serpentine, yeah. We do that in all of them. But if you want a draft kit.
The draft kit is cool. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
It's fun.
I've seen one.
It's simple enough. If you're at the house, the kids can do it. Or if you're not, your friends can do it. Because it's pretty simple. I'm going to make it easy for you. If you want one, because we've got a handful of them here, maybe a couple of handfuls of them. And they're free. We want to give them away to our listeners. And we're going to give them away until they're gone. Email us. Tweet us, call Jeff, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jeff will give up to as many as 10 of them away today, because I know the drafts are coming up. There's no need to hold on to them. Most of the drafts will be this upcoming weekend because the football season starts Thursday. So if you call Jeff right now, or if you email the show, or if you tweet at him, we're going to get rid of at least 10 of them. And the number, 888-455-3776, Twitter address, at ESPN, 1460-1515. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before the break, and Damon does have to slide out here a little early today, but we will have a chat with Coach Scott Porter. There is a somewhat important, I've seen this going around tonight, that deals with sports. They want to build another complex for baseball, softball. There's room now to play, but there's not enough room to play and have all these teams practice. It is very hard to do that. And a few years ago, they built the great complex out there by Meadowlark Hills and Thirsties and all that. And they've got some soccer fields now, but the city council makes a decision tonight whether to forward this to the general public. And again, when it comes to stuff like that, I, no matter what it is for me, for the most part, I say, well, city council voted. They let the people, I mean, it's not the city council deciding, you're letting the people decide. So I'm sure it'll pass tonight, but who knows for sure.
No,
That's going to be close to your heart.
Without a doubt, you know, and tonight's just another step in it. Doesn't mean tonight's is we're breaking ground tomorrow or anything like that. Tonight is just an opportunity for the city council to push it on to the city of Kearney and the people of Kearney to vote on whether they want to add a tax tax to help build a complex. Youth sports is huge here in Kearney, and the numbers keep getting bigger and bigger, and we can't keep up with the fields that we're currently using for baseball and youth softball are overrun with teams. There's just not enough practice time. There's not enough hours in the day. You know, Kearney Park and Rec does a phenomenal job with their facilities. They're some of the best in the state as far as fields go, but we just need more of them. And so the softball and baseball community got together with this plan. They're going to take it to the city council tonight for voting. And so if you have something to say about it or want to, tonight's a great opportunity to say it in front of the council members. I know I'll be down there with my son and daughter as in support of it, because I think that, you know, my father says it best. You're either going to build more activities for kids or you're going to build more jails. And I know that's a simplistic way of looking at it, but, you know, the more you can keep kids involved in extracurricular activities, the better off you're going to be, and the more facilities there are, the better off those kids are going to be, and it's going to be a revenue maker. The more people are going to come to Kearney to play when you have that amount of fields in tournaments throughout the summer months. And so it's going to be a benefit, in my opinion, to the community. And I know people can debate me and all that. I'm not a great debater when it comes to these types of things. I just think it's good for youth, and I like to see youth sports promoted in any way possible. So tonight at 5:30, City Council Chambers, come on down and kind of give your opinion or have an opportunity to just even, I'm not going to speak, but I'm going to be there in support of hopefully getting this on to the voters. And from there, then we'll have to get out the vote to make it happen. But I would at least like to see it get to that next step to where it is given to the people of Kearney.
We'll see how it plays out. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show with Blue Hill football coach Scott Porter and Jack Gangwish of the Huskers after this.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, Why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Every day, you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Doug and Daddy's show. Hope everybody enjoys the Nebraska State Fair that's continuing on in Grand Island. You can't ask for much better weather, even a little shower from time to time to keep it cool. So enjoy the time at the Nebraska State Fair as we get back to some concerts this weekend. Sound like everybody had fun this past weekend. Heading into this first weekend of the football season and Labor Day. A lot going on, and let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We've been asking you about NFL divisions. Yesterday it was the AFC South. No surprise that 69% took the Colts. We even had 23% vote for Jacksonville to make a major turnaround, and 8% taking the Houston Texans. It'll be interesting to see how Houston and Atlanta, among the teams in the NFL, bounce back. They've been good, and then they just went crazy bad last year because of some injuries. Today we ask you which team will win the AFC East. Can anybody get by the Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bills? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Your thoughts?
Patriots. Until someone unseats them, and there's a reason why. I mean, I was stunned that when the Sam Bradford injury happened, the clamoring to go get Ryan Mallett. And that just shows you the machine that is the New England Patriots. Here's a guy that hasn't even taken a snap or had a hasn't had a start in the NFL. And now people are saying he's a better fill-in for the Rams than some other people. And that's just part of that Bill Belichick machine. And so I don't know how you can go up against the machine until they give you a reason to do that. I mean, obviously everybody knows if you have Brady, you're better than anybody else in that division.
I'll take Patriots. I think the Jets are going to be sneaky good. Of course, next week we get to make our NFL predictions. Vote now on the Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our high school football preview continues today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day. We head to Blue Hill, who's making a change, dropping down to 8-man football, but they have continually produced winners. They got a lot of kids coming back and back again this year. Is the head coach Scott Porter has a chance to go over the 100 career win mark this season. Scott, good morning. Thanks for the time. And how's practice going, man?
Good morning to you guys. And well, yesterday was a lot cooler than last week, that's for sure. But that's typical Nebraska weather for you. It's been going good. We have accomplished a lot, and I think we're heading in the right direction with the transition.
Coach Damon Day here. You bring up the transition. You're moving from 11-man down to 8-man. How big of a transition is it for you, and how have your kids handled the transition?
It's not that big of a transition since my first 4 years as a coach. I started out at 8-man up at Silver Creek, so I'm a lot more prepared than I was heading into the first year of my coaching career. But as for the kids, you know, I think it's gone a lot better than myself and the rest of my coaches were expecting. And I think a lot has to do with, you know, the kids realizing that there was reality. You know, we were dropping from C2 to D1, and then being able to go to a full contact camp in Minden in the middle of June to get the feel, you know, of the 8-man game. And like I said, it's gone a lot smoother than what we were anticipating.
Coach Scott Porter of Blue Hill joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have you had that as a coaching staff or personally as a coach? Have you had that moment where you chuckled a little bit and went and blew the whistle and went, no, guys, that doesn't fly anymore in 8-man football?
Not really. I mean, that morning at the Minden camp, you know, myself and a couple of assistants with me, we were looking at each other and it was like, maybe things are going to be a lot different than what we were expecting. But come the afternoon session, and by the time the camp was over, you know, the kids had settled down and had got accustomed to somewhat to the speed and the size of the field and everything. And, you know, we were back to playing Blue Hill football. So nothing drastic has happened, you know, where we've had to stop practice or whatever. So, like I said, things have been going smooth for us.
Coach, you returned 7 on the offensive side and 7 on the defensive side. Does that set you up well now that it is 8-man once they learn the nuances?
Well, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's nice to have, you know, returning that many returning starters on both sides. But it also gets back to more competitiveness in practice, where the last couple years, you know, we basically had our 11 to 12 guys and, you know, we were afraid to go too much contact, but we're getting more reps with hitting and, you know, younger guys are getting reps also. But in the long run, I think it's going to help to have, you know, 6 less people on the field and get more playing time for the younger kids, where the last couple of years, you know, they really didn't have that opportunity.
Scott Porter's the head football coach at Blue Hill, chatting with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, have any of those kids had to somewhat change positions? You can have 7 returner starters from 11-man, but have you had to move some kids around to play the 8-man game? And if so, what have you had to do?
We've been fortunate. I mean, we've moved one kid that played on the line last year. He's now working in at the fullback position. But otherwise, you know, everybody pretty much has stayed the same as last year. Actually, we moved a guy from the line back to the backfield and took another guy from the backfield and moved him back to the line. So on the offensive side, that's really the biggest adjustment we've made with personnel. And then defensively, you know, we've had kids that either played D end or an outside linebacker for us the last couple years. And so we're still trying to figure out, you know, a couple positions for those guys to where they would fit to help the team out defensively.
Scott, is this a long-term thing? Will Blue Hill have, will the numbers in school kind of keep them as a D1 8-man program for years to come? Or is this just a small downturn and you'll be back at 11-man soon? Or do you know?
From looking at the numbers, because I teach 4 through 6 science in the elementary part, but like this year, I think there's only 4 or 5 seventh graders I think we have 11 boys, 11 to 12 boys playing junior high football this year. So, you know, I'm guessing it's going to be, anywhere from 4 to 6 years where we get back to double-digit numbers of boys coming out for football, and it's just because we're girl-heavy in a lot of classes. Seventh graders this year, I think there's 28 or 29, and 22 or 23 of them are girls. So, and it doesn't get much better with this year's sixth grade class. And I think looking at the numbers, this year's first graders is the first class that gets back to double-digit numbers for boys. So we've got a few years where the girls are going to outnumber the boys, and I didn't help that situation out with the boy population because I have four girls myself. So,
well, that's good numbers for the boys when they get up into the upper grades there, Damon. I mean,
the only thing that can pop into my head is that every guy's got a date to prom, maybe two.
They're going to have to work their way around there, and Tim and Christy, they're going to like that too, helping them out in basketball and volleyball. A couple of minutes left here with Scott Porter, head football coach at Blue Hill, and they're not going to let you ease in here, Scott. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, of course. It seems like I've brought their name up to about every eight-man coach that we've talked to, so their schedule isn't easy either. But you've got some good teams on your schedule, starting with them and Elm Creek, Arapahoe, and Shelton has been good, but you got some good teams in your district as well.
Right. You know, when we found out that it was official that we were dropping the eight-man, myself and the assistant coaches, we got together and, you know, we wanted to keep the same philosophy that we've had the past years in C2, and, you know, we wanted to play the best to be the best, and that's what we were fortunate to get, you know, especially with our non-district games. And then the district, we were very pleased with the outcome of that. And I think seven out of the eight teams we play this year, you know, qualified for either the D1 or D2 playoffs last year, so it's kind of what we've been used to in the years past in C2, and hopefully we can keep things rolling the way we did in C2 and D1.
Coach Scott Porter with us here from Blue Hill, and I don't think we've really actually touched on a lot of your kids. We just kept saying that there's a bunch of them coming back, so we can go about anywhere. You're going to have a pretty big offensive line, and which will translate into a pretty solid defensive line or vice versa. And you got a nice quarterback in Jason Poe who can throw the ball and run the ball for you as well. Tell me, will you have any different philosophy from going from 11 to 8? With the way you run the ball or the way you run your offense or your defense, will there be any changes there?
Well, offensively, we've been trying to keep it, you know, as simple and easy as we can for the boys this year. And, you know, we tried to use the same philosophy and everything we've done the past few years in C2, losing two-time All-Stater Mitchell Rubelit at receiver might cut us down in the passing game. Of course, you know, these last 2 years was probably the most we've thrown in total in the 10 years I've been here. So, but, you know, we'll try to keep it balanced. You know, it'll all depend week to week what the opponent's defense gives us. But as far as the run game, you know, we're going to try to keep the same philosophy that we've had. And defensively, you know, I had kids ask what was our base defense going to be. And to me, an eight-man, you know, you got to have a couple different defenses just in case, depending on what offenses you run up against. But, you know, I told them from week to week it might change. It's all going to depend on, you know, what type of offense we're facing. So, you know, the similarities are there, but it's a little different because there's been times, I guess, during defensive practice, it's like if we could have one more person to make, you know, the play or whatever, but that's just part of the eight-man game.
And finally, Scott, just maybe a quick word on a couple of your all-district, possible all-state kids. You got Jason Poe back for you as a senior quarterback. You got a senior running back in Keith and Drury. And then, you know, you got a guy that does it on both sides of the ball here in Austin Rose. Just a little word maybe on those guys.
Yeah, Keith and had a tremendous season for us last year. I think it was over 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns. You know, he's got the capabilities to have another great season this year. And then Austin Rose is probably a better defensive player than offensive player. And, you know, he's just going to be a junior and had a great sophomore season last year. So we're expecting big things from him this year. And he's made the transition well. Of course, he's staying at his middle linebacker position. So they should all three possibly have a great season.
Well, Scott, we'll have some football on our networks, radio stations throughout the year, and it looks like another good year as soon as they get accustomed to playing eight instead of 11-man football. Remember, tell them to stop once they get to the end zone. They only have to run 79 yards to score this year and not 99.
They've found that out a few times during practice already. So,
well, Scott, hey, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, buddy, and best of luck this season.
All right, appreciate it.
He's a great guy, Scott Porter. Always love chatting with the head coach of the Bobcats. They open on the 5th of September at Bruning-Davenport-Chickley. The home opener is against High Plains. Coming up, Jack Gangwish of the Huskers and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll have that for you when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But if you're getting ready for some Labor Day projects in your home, your office, your landscaping out in the yard, getting some work done, getting things shored up for the winter months or the fall months, saw some beautiful stuff on our travels here this weekend. Johnson Lawn and Landscaping is there to help you out. Shrubs, rocks, trees, custom concrete edging, whatever it is you need, they can give you both style and functionality to your new or existing landscape. Have a yard that looks like you spent hours on it when Johnson Lawn and Landscape steps up and gets the job done for you. And don't forget to stop into the nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. They're proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work. Johnson Lawn and Landscape, 237 Lawn, or visit them online at NebraskaLandscape.com.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Fall in love with Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village at our September Sam Fest, Thursday, September 4th from 3:30 to 8 p.m. All our 55-plus friends are welcome. Bingo under the big tent, Melon Roasters car show, live music, Hastings Western Air Square Dance Group, free food, tours of the village. Join Hastings Village September 4th for 55-plus fun. Admission is free. Experience senior living at its finest at Sam Fest, September 4th from 3:30 to 8 p.m. We'll see you there.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass. got caught up in that whole selfishness, that whole, you know, I can do it all. The times when I was struggling were the times I needed God the most. And now that I've come back and accepted God, my world has completely changed.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Got my first real six string, blowed it out the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled.
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Want to congratulate a few of our winners for the ESPN Fantasy Football Draft Kit. Chris, Steve, Dan, Jim, George, they've all called or tweeted us or emailed us today, and you still can do that before the end of the program. If you'd like the ESPN Fantasy Draft Kit, which is basically the draft board and all the names of the players that you can physically paste up there, or they're just stickers, you put them up there, and you can follow the draft as it moves along. Just get a hold of us via the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line at 888-455-3776. You can tweet us or you can email us. But right now, let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won, here are the rules. You only can have one winner per household every 3 months. That way we get a lot of different folks to join in and be winners. So one winner per household every 3 months, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number to call. And the first correct caller to a trivia question, oh, man. You will pick up a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. All right, here we go. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Dwayne.
All right, Dwayne, here's the question. Nebraska opens with Florida Atlantic this Saturday. How many total points has Florida Atlantic's football program scored in the past against Nebraska?
Seven.
Seven is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Bruce.
All right, here's your question. Now, Nebraska and home openers, they're looking for their 29th consecutive win in a season opener. But all of those are pretty much at home. The last time Nebraska played a true road game, not a pigskin classic or kickoff classic, but a true road game to start the season was 1999 against which Big Ten opponent?
Michigan State.
It is not Michigan State. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Kent.
Kent, the last time Nebraska had a true road game to open the season was 1999, and it was against a member of the Big Ten Conference. Who is it?
Was it Illinois?
It was not Illinois. 888-455-3776. Give us a buzz, and we'll give you a chance to be a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
All right, here's your question. Nebraska has won 28 consecutive season openers. How many of those opponents, and I'll give you a hint, it is between 0 and 8. How many of those opponents were ranked on opening day?
One.
No, it's more than one. Try back, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Bruce.
Let's ask him how many total points Florida Atlantic has scored in the history of their program against Nebraska.
27.
27 is incorrect. Try back. It's less than 27. 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I thought we had an easy couple here, Jeffrey. We had a hard one last week. I thought we'd have an easy one this week, and maybe they are. I don't know. Let's find out. Who are we chatting with?
Jim.
Who is the last time, 1999 the year, the last time Nebraska's season opener was a true road game, and it was against a current member of the Big Ten Conference? Who was it?
Oh, my gosh. I was kind of hoping for the Florida Atlantic question. I knew that one.
That's the way it always goes.
Always. Let's see here. Let's go with, Indiana.
Not Indiana. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dave.
Dave. Let's see. Which question should we give Dave? Let's give Dave the... Let's ask him the same question that we just did. The last time Nebraska had a true road game to open the season was 1999 against which current member of the Big Ten Conference? And it's not Maryland and Rutgers. I'm not trying to do a trick one. Which current member of the conference?
Go Iowa.
And that is correct. The Iowa Hawkeyes. Nebraska went out to Iowa City and thumped the black and gold 42-7 on the opening game of 1999. You're our winner. Hold on. Jeff will take care
there.
Of you.
Great.
You were there? Oh, well, see, there you go. That's what I like to hear. He was there. Well, we'll make you a winner. And hang on to the phone line. Thanks for listening. The other answers, Florida Atlantic has played Nebraska once, and they lost 49-3 back in 2009. So the answer there was three. Of the 28 teams that Nebraska has beaten on opening day in their current streak, four of them were rated. Including to start the streak, 11th-ranked Florida State, then 10th-ranked Texas A&M in the kickoff classic. West Virginia and Oklahoma State were both ranked 24th when Nebraska played them. And again, West Virginia was in the kickoff classic. Nebraska doesn't get too crazy with those season openers. They haven't played because two of those four that were rated were in kickoff classics where you're going to have a really good opponent. Well, I got a chance to catch up with Jack Gangwich of the Huskers while we were in Lincoln yesterday for the press conference. He's moved up the depth chart, should be sitting there in about that third spot at the defensive end behind McMullen and Gregory. Got a chance to chat with him while he was moving from class to class yesterday and getting ready for practice. Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here, game week. Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Radio, continuing to chat with some of our area Huskers. And we got a chance to chat with him in the spring after a very good spring for Jack Gangwich. And he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Jack, man, you got to be just about ready to jump out of this chair and done with practice. Let's play some football. How are you?
Heck yeah, I'm ready to go. Been on the team for a long time. I'm ready to get out there and play some ball.
You have emerged as somebody that is going to probably see some playing time, give some depth to that DN position. And when you got some guys like Randy Gregory out there that you're working with every day and trying to spell a little bit, I imagine there's some really great practices, some good hits out there, some good work. So tell me about these 3 weeks of fall camp.
These 3 weeks of camp have been incredible. We've been working really hard. We're getting a lot better. And, yeah, playing next to guys like Randy Gregory is really cool. I mean, the reason I came to Nebraska is because I wanted to play at a high level, and being able to work with a guy like that has been a real privilege.
If you're not from Texas, Florida, California, and you're a small-town Nebraska kid, I always think personally that there's a little stigma put on you. They're the tough workers. That's the way. If we're going to hear about them, it's because they overachieved and they've been working tough and strong, and the coaches are all saying those things about you. When did you know? I heard you say earlier in the week you knew after the bowl game that this was your chance to step up. What did that require? What kind of work did that require from you?
For me, the biggest aspect, because physically I was there, but the biggest aspect for me was the mental aspect of the game. I needed to focus on that and really streamline that portion of my game. That was the thing that, if anything was holding me back, it would have been knowledge of the game. So that's what I focused on this offseason, in the spring and now in the fall. And I think I've come a long way, and you know, I think that's really contributed to a lot of my success.
What are some of the things that you learned?
We have a massive playbook, seems like. So that's one thing I've learned. But on top of that, there's a lot of next-level things, you know. You know, just learning the game, like what type of plays you're going to see out of certain sets, you know, what to expect, what to anticipate, you know. Anything can happen in a football game, but a lot of times if you have a good knowledge, you can really slow the game down and not just react to what's going on, but actually anticipate it.
Talking with Husker Jack Gangwich, so basically what you're telling the general football fan out there is more than just a physical game. In fact, it may be more mental than physical. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. My dad told me a long time ago when I was really young that the game's 90% mental, and it's definitely proven to be true. You know, there's a lot of people out there that can run really fast and a lot of people that can hit other people really hard, but what separates great football players is knowledge of the game, you know, and mentally being able to operate and perform at a high level.
We're talking with Jack Gangwish here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you as we get ready for Saturday's Florida Atlantic game. And we've talked about this and your dad playing here before for Coach Osborne. How many of the things that he's told you are as true today that you find as they were for him?
You know, I think a lot of things are pretty similar, still true today. You know, he told me coming in this was going to be the hardest thing I'd ever done. And, you know, that's true. I mean, it's been quite the journey. It's been a long road. And, he set me up for that. He told me right away that that's what it was going to be. You know, I think back in the day playing for Coach Osborne, you know, the competition was stiff just like it is today. And I think we were both in kind of a similar situation.
Jack, we've been hearing that you're going to get some playing time. Do you know yet? Is it going to be a regular rotation? Will you be spelling a guy for a series, or have we got to that point of the week where they let you know that?
I'm not really involved in that type of decision-making, but a little above my pay grade at this point. But what I've been told is that I should be the first guy off the bench. I don't know what that means as far as reps or rotations or anything like that, but I've been told that I should play some, so I'm excited about that.
How does a tunnel walk and a pregame warm-up differ when, A, you're pretty sure you're just going to be standing on the sidelines, and, B, there's a good chance you get to contribute?
Well, there's always electricity in the air. It's always really freaking exciting, but, I mean, when you're getting ready to go smack somebody in the mouth, I think it's a whole new level, I'm guessing. We'll have to see.
Well, give me some of your impressions on the offense. You guys get to work against them. You've told us a little bit about what you're seeing defensively. What are you seeing from this offense? Obviously, everybody wants to talk about the quarterback battle, but it's so much more than that.
You know, obviously I focus mostly on the defense aspect of the ball, but, you know, I feel like our offense is really clicking. They've got some great leadership on that side of the ball. They move fast in practice. They're working hard, and I think they're working really well together. So I'm expecting great things from our offense, personally.
Coach talked Saturday about some of the defensive leaders. From a player's standpoint, who are the defensive leaders, maybe vocally and on the field?
You know, we got older guys like Trevor Roach. He's a fifth-year senior. He's got a voice on the defense that he may not be the loudest guy, but when Roach talks, people listen. Got younger guys like Malik Collins. You know, he's a great player, great athlete, works really hard. People have a lot of respect for him. So he's definitely, in my opinion, one of the main leaders on our defense. And then, you know, some of the guys that you normally think of as leaders on our defense, like Josh Mitchell, you know, he's always barking. He's always talking. Got to love that. He's definitely a leader, too.
Last minute here with Jack Gangwish of Wood River, suiting up for the Huskers his junior year, getting ready to go here. When classes started like they did this week, how does that change from the work you put in the last 3 weeks to just a regular game week? What's the biggest difference there besides having to go to class?
The biggest difference, the days get longer because you're still a full-time football player, but you're also a full-time student. It can be tough to balance those two. So I would have to say, if anything was different, it's that part, trying to balance your life as a student as well as excel as an athlete.
Now, Jack, I got to switch gears on you here for a minute, because Gibbon and Wood River are going to get some national attention. Even Coach Bobby Bowden's coming up, one of the rivalry games here. Can you tell me how big the Wood River Gibbon rivalry is? I remember a few things that happened back in your day, but tell me a little bit about this rivalry.
Yeah, you know, Wood River Gibbons right down the road. I remember there was a few incidents, a few things going on back in my high school days. It's a big rivalry. I mean, we don't see those guys but once a year on the football field, and, you know, we sure like to kick the crap out of them.
Well, Jack, we'll let you roll with that. We look forward to hopefully seeing you make some great plays this year, and we appreciate you chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck Saturday.
Heck yeah, thanks.
That's Jack Gangwish. Looking forward to, man, I just can't even imagine. Every, I'll say, small town or smaller class Nebraska kid that has grown up trying to think about playing for the Huskers and knowing that you're pretty much going to get your first chance to really contribute, running out of that tunnel, what game day is going to be like, what this week is like, and Jack's going to be one of those young men come on Saturday. That's going to bring us to the end of our Doug and Daddy show here today. I want to thank a lot of the folks that have a variety of help to the show today. We gave away a lot of stuff. We gave away the fantasy kits. We're going to do that again tomorrow. We'll also be giving away the Troutman's Tuesday trivia. We did that today. Tomorrow during our Husker lunch at the Plottage in Grand Island, we've got a couple of pair of Husker football tickets for next weekend that we'll be giving away. So don't forget, Sean Callahan on hand, 12-1 tomorrow at the Plottage. Doors open and $5 lunch will be served at 11:30. If you haven't made your reservations yet, do so by contacting Vanessa at Grand Island Home Federal today. Sean Callahan will join us on the show tomorrow. It is the first week of the high school football season. We'll catch up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We'll chat with the athletic director of UNK, Paul Plinsky. Want to thank our guests today, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, Jack Gangwish, defensive end of the Huskers, and Blue Hill head football coach Scott Porter. We'll also talk a little high school football on the show tomorrow as well as we put that together. If you miss any of it, go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.